He brought the treasure of divine love and was filled with compassion and mercy. Where are such a personality as Srinivas Acharya gone? Where are my Swarup Damoda and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishna Das Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful quality? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees, in whose association he performed his pastime, Narottam Das simply weeps. So, like we said, today is the disappearance day of two great souls. Of course, Gadadhar Pandit is none other than Radharani, and we have the Panchatattva, the five true, which is Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and Lord Advaita, which are Vishnu Tattva, and Gadadhar is Shakti Tattva, and Srivas is a representation of the Jiva Tattva. So Gadadhar actually is not different from Srimati Radharani, and as such it's a day like today is very convenient for getting the mercy of such a great soul. Gadadhar was a very close associate of Lord Chaitanya. In fact, they know each other when they were very small. They used to play together. They were born more or less at the same time. And Gadadhar was actually very, very close to Lord Chaitanya. And he was very friendly. He used to do many activities in the company of Lord Chaitanya. Even he used to sleep together with Lord Chaitanya when they were a small boy. And as we say, Gadadhar Pandit is not different from Radharani. And Radharani, as it is explained in one scripture, that actually Radharani has a kind of frustration when in Krishna's pastime, Krishna Lila, because as a girl, she was never allowed to associate intimately with Krishna. In the eyes of everybody, she always had to hide, and as we know, and it was actually the whole Krishna Lila in Vrindavan is around this very intimate pastime of Radharani and Krishna. But Radharani has a kind of frustration because as a girl, she was not allowed to be intimately associating with Krishna in the eyes of everyone. So she had a desire to be a boy. And actually, Gadadhar Pandit, it's the manifestation of this desire. As we know, every single desire of a pure devotee is always fulfilled by Krishna. So Gadadhar Pandit appears, although he's Radharani, he appears to be intimately associating with Lord Chaitanya without having any reproach, anyone to say anything, because they were two little boy and everybody was very happy, especially Mother Sachi. She was very fond of Gadadhar, and Gadadhar was very sweet boy. It is said he was in the mood of Rukmini, very submissive to Lord Chaitanya. He was very sweet. So that's actually a very good opportunity today to pray to Gadadhar Pandit to get the mercy in order to satisfy Krishna in devotional service. That I want just to say a few words about Gadadhar. So maybe now we can read the verse of today. And I will also, of course, because we fast for Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this Ibrahim's death also, we will speak a little, and it's, you will see that actually it's kind of a verse, especially in the purport, it can easily be related to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So it's 15, huh? So I think the right tune melody is a good one of Brahma Samhita, because it's a long verse. So I can chant and you can repeat each line after me. Rupam tapo dana tapas charatam tapo gnam. Yetatu kena tapasa bhavato palabdam. Chatum tapo rashimayasa amitramayam. Kim va prashidati savai bhava bhava no me. Rupam beauty tapadana. O best of the sages performing austerity. Tapacharatam, of person engaged in executing austerities and penance. Tapagnam, which dismantled the austerities. He, certainly, etat, this, to, indeed, kena, by what? Tapasha, austerity, bhavata, by you, upalabdham, achieved, chartum, to execute, tapa, austerity, arashi, that's really hard for French person to pronounce the next word, you are out, I don't know how he said it. You out, I mean you possess, or I think it means something like this. You out, yeah. Yeah. Is that Frida? Yeah. You out, okay. Maya Saha, with me, Mitra, my dear friend, Mayam, unto me, Kimva, or maybe, Prashidati, is pleased, Sa, he, vai, certainly, bhava bhavana, the creator of this universe, me, with me. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. All best among those performing austerities, where did you get this wonderful beauty that dismantles the austerities performed by others? Where have you learned this art? What austerity have you undergone to achieve this beauty, my dear friend? I desire that you join me to perform austerity and penance, for it may be that the Creator of the universe, Lord Brahma, being pleased with me, has sent you to become my wife. Anidra, appreciate the wonderful beauty of Purvachiti. Indeed, he was surprised to see such exceptional beauty, which must have been the result of past austerities and penance. He therefore asked the girl whether she had achieved such beauty just to break the penance and austerities of order. He thought that Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, might have been pleased with him and might therefore have sent her to become his wife. He requested Purvachiti to become his wife, so that together they could perform austerities and penance in family life. In other words, A suitable wife helps her husband perform penance and austerities in household life if both of them are on the same elevated platform of spiritual understanding. Without spiritual understanding, husband and wife cannot be equally situated. Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, is interested in good progeny. Therefore, unless he is pleased, one cannot get a suitable wife. In fact, Lord Brahma is worshipped in marriage ceremony. In India, even today, wedding invitations are still issued with a picture of Lord Brahma on the face of the card. Om Aganati Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Shakshuru Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namo Namaha Namo Prabhupada Priyada Saya Jagannathya Tanam Namo Taye Bhakta Shikaya Krishna Kitane Nanara Shingana Rakshitayo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garada Shivasati Go Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So the story is going on with the son of Maharaj Priyavrata, which is Maharaj Agnihadra. And here he's speaking with this wonderful girl coming from the most more elevated planet. And he actually glorifies her beauty. And he say how it's possible that you have such beauty. You must have do a lot of austerity and penance in the past in order to have such a beautiful appearance. And he actually accurately say that Lord Brahma of must I be pleased with you, and therefore he has sent her to become his wife. And it's actually the fact that Brahma was satisfied, so he sent this demigoddess in order that Purvachiti will be attracted by her and she will become his wife. And it's a very interesting point here. It says that Prabhupada, that together they could, in order, he requests Purvachiti to become his wife, so that together they could perform austerity and penance in family life. So it's a very interesting, actually, statement, which is most contradictory to the usual understanding of a materialistic person in our society about marriage life. Here it is explained also, although certainly Maharaj Anidra is very much attracted by Purvachiti, she is very inclined to have develop a relation with her and actually to enjoy with her. But in the same time, we see how he tell her that I desire that you join me to perform austerity and penance. So that's a very important point as a devotee. We can actually speak a little about that, because as a devotee, as a spiritualist, we understand that this ashram, Grihastha ashram, is not meant for just enjoying like any materialistic person or even animals in animals' life. No, it is explained here that the first duty of the wife and the husband is to perform austerity and penance. So for mundane materialistic man to or woman to hear that, it's not at all attractive. In fact, it's very opposite to what people have in their mind when they think about married life, because specifically in this society presently, Prabhupada was quite using heavy words by saying that now marriage means just legal prostitution. So, and it's close to the mic. Yeah. And Prabhupada was saying that in this modern society, the marriage, so-called marriage between husband and wife, is just not much more than legal prostitution. Why? Because the only driving desire for both parties, for each person, is to try to enjoy the most the other one. Of course, there is some kind of effort to go with the other person, we make an effort, but the ultimate goal is never to purely love the person, but to in trying to satisfy our own desire. It's very subtle. Many people speak about love, and sometimes, specifically when we are young, we really think that our attraction for the opposite sex, for the other person, is quite innocent and pure, and we really try we think we really want actually to please the other person. But usually more we're getting older and older, and we see that our original desire is not so pure, and the motivation, as the years go by, we realize more and more that it's quite egoistic, and that's the reason why in the modern society it doesn't last long, because the nature of attraction in the material world, specifically in relation to sex life, it's very temporary. This nature of the mode of passion, which is that at the beginning is like nectar, and later it becomes poison. So even as a devotee, sometimes we don't realize how this fact is actually governing the whole material society, the whole material world. That it's the mode of passion is very strong, and we may think at the beginning, especially when we are in love with another person, that it will go on forever, and this attraction will always be there, and we will always remain happy in this relationship. But the very nature, in one sense we can say, it's not the fault of any either the husband or the wife, but that's the very nature of the mode of passion. It's after some time it become dry, tasteless, and it had to end, because it's not on the mode of pure goodness where everything is eternal. And this relationship in the material world, they are very strong in the beginning, and at the end, it vanishes. It's just like a mirage, like a mirage in the desert. At some point, we realize actually there is not so much of a test of experience. So that's the very nature, and because in a modern society, more and more the relation between husband and wife is based exclusively on this attraction. At one point, either it is 1 year or 5 years or 20 years, it will vanish. And if we are only there in this relation just to enjoy the pleasure from this attraction, at one point we will be frustrated. It's a law in this world that it will end up, and we will be frustrated, and therefore never has the divorce in English, you say that, huh? Divorce has been so high because people get frustrated, and it's not saying that actually sometimes we think, oh, it's become something is wrong, or my husband is not really like he should be, or my wife, but it's just the nature of this world. It works like this. You cannot do anything against it. And even as a devotee, we experience that this original attraction, after some time,
is not as strong as it was in the beginning, and it's normal. Nothing is wrong. It's going wrong. It's just the nature of this material world. But the devotee, the difference is that his goal in this ashram of Grihastha is not at all the same as the materialistic person. And the goal is to perform austerity and penance. And because of that, actually, the goal is much more higher. And the usually the relation transforms from basic attraction to a more kind of friendly attraction, friendly association. More and more, actually, a devotee, when he gets older in the Grihastha ashram, he sees his wife or she sees her husband as a friend in spiritual life. And that's become actually, for someone who is serious about making advancement, it's becoming a very interesting asset in spiritual life, this Grihastha ashram. Actually, Grihastha ashram is very beneficial for spiritual life if it's done properly. I remember my Diksha Guru used to say that Grihastha life is like fire and butter. You know, if you put fire and butter too close, too hot, fire and too quickly with the butter, it burns. The result it's really fried. I mean, you get really fried, like we could say. But if you do it very with retinue, with the proper understanding, trying to follow the rules and regulation of devotional life, it can be actually an asset, in the same way that when you put some butter on a low flame, and what happens? It becomes ghee, which is the most wonderful food. So in the same way in spiritual life, if we do it properly, it can actually help us very much to advance in spiritual and devotional life. If we understand actually that as a husband, your duty is to help, and the wife also is to serve, but each one help the other in advancing in Krishna consciousness. And that's a very... there have been actually in Vaishnava story some person who actually show us how it can be very profitable, and it can bring a great gift to the society. And I was thinking, that's why I said at the beginning, it's quite related. This verse we can easily relate to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because we know Bhaktivinoda Thakur is quite a very unusual in the Vaishnava Gaudiya story. Although he was a Grihastha, fully immersed, you could say, in mundane life, because the fact he was a magistrate so he was quite involved in the society. He was married all his life. He had 10 children, so you could imagine what it is to deal with 10 children. Although he was apparently so much immersed in a family life, in the same time, he was the greatest Vaishnava of his time, and one actually of who Jaya Shri Radha Gopinath Ki. He made such a tremendous service in a mission of Lord Chaitanya. So that's very interesting, actually, for a devotee, because as we know by history, even in recent ISKCON, it's very rare people who remain celibate. Alone their own life. I mean, it's maybe 10% or even less, I don't know. So for the majority of us, we really should try to understand what does it mean to live in Grihastha ashram, and how we can really use in the best way to advance in Krishna consciousness. So for this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a really great example, because he was using everything in the service of Krishna. And this level, actually, although it Prabhupada even said that, for example, sannyas is much, it's more, I would say not profitable, but more convenient for spiritual life. He said that, and it's fact. Usually we understand that family life, it's kind of entanglement, and it can actually be draw us really far away from devotional service if we are not cautious, if we are not cautious. But in the same time, the reality is that most of us, we have to go through this, because we have seen also in the history of ISKCON that it's not easy to be a sannyas and to remain sannyasi all life, especially when you are young. So most of us, we have to go through this family life. It's the nature of the human being in general. Mm-hmm. But we have to do it. We can do it in a way that actually brings us a lot of devotional advancement in Krishna consciousness if we do it properly. And Bhaktivinoda explained in one of his songs how actually to do that. Instead of, okay, we are in a Grihastha life, and instead of thinking that it's an impediment, or how am I going to be serious, and I have so many things to think about, so many duties and responsibility, I can't concentrate on Krishna, and plus always we are associating with the material energy in the form of family life. So we could, instead of thinking in this way, which is very negative and not going to bring a lot of auspicious thing, we can turn the thing in another way and understand that everything actually is the propriety of Krishna, is owned by Krishna. So as a husband or as a wife, I have the responsibility to engage everything I'm connected to in the service of Krishna. And in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained that all his children, the wife, the house, when he come back, and especially when we do the Yuga Dharma for this age and the chanting of the holy name, we can see everything engaged in the service of the Lord, of Lord Krishna. And in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur make this statement that he think himself when he come to his house, when he see it with such a vision, that it's not different for Vaikuntha. And that's really actually very inspiring for us to think in this way, that we can actually see everything in relation to Krishna, and we are just here as a servant to engage everything. Krishna gave us some responsibility as a mother, or as a father, as a husband, or as a wife, and it's up to know to use it properly. Of course, it's not easy. We are not Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's a pure liberated soul, and we have our tendency. But still, if we always remember in the back of our mind and the goal, and always remember that we are just a servant, and we are here to help ourselves and help others to progress in Krishna consciousness, although there may be some difficulty time to time due to our conditioned nature, little by little we will progress in spiritual life, and we will actually greatly benefit from this ashram. Maybe someone want to add something about Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
all the Grihastha ashram in general? No? Yeah?
This what?
Schedule.
Oh, schedule, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But you see, like practical, it's not very practical sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like the shepherd. So why there is a shepherd only in Christ and there? How we should interpret the shepherd?
Well, it's kind of ideal, you know, that you, especially for the Brahman, this schedule of 25 years, you are Brahmachari. And then you marry, and then around 50 you start to retire and you get into more traveling, going to visit holy place, Vanaprastha is called, and then and again another 25 years and 75 years, I guess, you get sannyas until you get 100 years. But of course, it's just in general, we have to be practical. First of all, really few of us will live for these 100 years. What to speak about the fact that we take most of us birth in a society which has nothing to do with Vedic culture. So, and also we have to understand, I will say, that this 25-25, it's more related to the Brahman person. Usually the Brahman has to go. He go through these four different ashrams. The Kshatriya, he only go for the three first one. He stop at Vanaprastha. And the Vaishya, he just take Brahmachari and get married. And usually the Shudra, they don't do even Brahmachari. But I just say this to understand we have to see where we are, what we need in time and circumstance. It can be very different from one person to another, what we follow. And some people, I mean, most people actually will spend most of their time in Grihastha Ashram, in fact, especially in this Kali Yuga. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself, he make this statement that in Kali Yuga, the best sannyas is Kshetra sannyas, which doesn't mean that you go to travel everywhere and you live away from your wife. No, it's another kind of sannyas where you decide to stay in a holy dham and never go away. And you stay there and you practice devotional activity. You really absorb completely into spiritual life. And Bhaktivinoda make this point that it's actually the best of sannyas. And of course we could say, so why actually Prabhupada gave sannyas to people who are 20 years old? And you could be very critical and say, well, half of them they fall down, what's the use? No, I mean we cannot really judge the activity of a pure devotee, and certainly they make tremendous service for this movement. We can never judge, but in general I think this point of Grihastha is very important, because I have the feeling that, and more the time is passing by, that people will remain most of their life in Grihastha, in family life. It's not everybody is going to take sannyas. Papa never said that we have in order to become pure devotees. It's also a wrong conception. Prabhupada said that the real sannyas is not just change of clothes, but it's a mentality. In another world, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur say, there's different kind of sannyas, and even everyone, in one sense, Prabhupada say in our in the movement, which we say is a sannyas in the eyes of Krishna. And the Grihastha, I mean, 25 years again to make this point. Some people they will remain 25, but some they will remain 40 or 50. So that depends what we need each individual, and that's why the advice of the spiritual master and all the devotee is very important, because they can help us to make the right decision in our life, which will be the most convenient according to our conditionment and what we should do, in which step we should take. We should be careful, especially related to ashram, not to act too quickly without asking advice to others, because we can make we can get really in trouble. So, like I say, it's really a question of person and time and circumstance, how we deal. But, yeah, like we say, especially if you think about 25 years, you even wonder how you do that, because it's so short, 25 years. If you start to have few children, how you do it? Yeah. Yeah, I think it's ideal, especially for the Brahman. You know, I think usually Brahman, they don't have so many children, so they do one or two children, and as soon as their children is little, grow up, okay, they take to Vanaprastha. But in the reality, in those modern days of everyone, it's not really like it works usually. Yeah. So, we stop. And one last question. What's the way to maintain this attraction, you say? How we can maintain this attraction? Well, the goal is actually, our goal is not to maintain this attraction. It's really that we are happy that it stopped. And I can testify myself. Oh yeah, longer. Well, I don't know how long. It can be 2 years or 10 years. But the goal for a devotee, it's not to maintain. Trying artificially to maintain this attraction, because if we do that, the problem that many times we go through is that because it doesn't work with one attraction anymore, so we go to another one, and that's happened so much in ISKCON. Why? Because it doesn't work. After some time, like you said, 2 years or 5 years, it will be finished. That's the nature. This body is temporary, and in the same way, the attraction is temporary. So it's very important, actually, to work on our relationships in family life, why we are together. What's actually the goal? If it's just to be attracted, we're going to be frustrated. That's for sure. There will be problem. But if we understand, Krishna give me this nice person, and he's my best friend, or she's my best friend, in order to progress in Krishna consciousness, actually we will become happy when this attraction will not anymore bother us so much, you know, this sense attraction, and always we are disturbed, and it's actually something which is not in our advantage to be attracted so much to another person. So if we understand in this way, actually we will be happy when it starts to diminish this attraction. And you can actually speak with especially all the devotees who have been married for a long time. They will say actually it's a benediction, because you can really start to work properly in devotional service with your wife or with your husband when you are not so much anymore disturbed by attraction, but you see more like your wife or your husband as a friend. It's just we are two together and we try to make advancement. And it works. And it's a help. It's not only something which is detrimental, family life, in spiritual life. It can really help. And sometimes we see, especially specifically now in the modern ISKCON, we speak a lot about relationship, how it's important to have friends in Krishna consciousness, otherwise we get frustrated, we are not happy, and it's a fact. And if we actually see our wife and or our husband as about our best friend, we could actually really take advantage of this Grihastha Ashram. So to finalize, we should not try to expand too much, too long, this attraction, because it's the nature of it is that it will disappear. But we should try to establish proper relationship. And again, as we know, the philosophy, we are dasana, dasana, dasana. And if we see our husband or our wife, we see ourselves as we are here to serve them, to help the person to progress in Krishna consciousness, we will be fully satisfied and we will have take fully advantage of this ashram and we can go further. Yeah. 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 Experience. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. No, it's a nice point. Yeah, it's fine. It's nice. So the last one. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. That's nice. That's a good attraction, to be attracted by the quality of your wife or your husband, and especially when you understand he's or she's a devotee, and that's really beneficial for our consciousness. Jai Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki, Vigyananda Pandit ki, Gaur Premanande.